Fast Eddie at the controls here, and with me in the studio today, this is Tim Chope of the Berlin Airlift Historical Foundation. You've got your C-54 here, don't you?
We sure do.
Okay, when did you start this group?
Oh my gosh, this started in 1988.
Wow, so you've been around for a bunch of years.
Yes.
Now, you have a C-54, but this is not the original aircraft, is it?
That is correct. This is not the original aircraft. In fact, we've only been flying this airplane going on 4 years now.
So she's relatively new to your organization.
Yes.
All right. So why did you get another airplane?
Well, as luck would have it, on April 13th, 2020, parked in Walterboro, South Carolina, getting the new transponder, ADS-B transponder installed, a outbreak of four tornadoes occurred during the early morning hours, and the worst of the four went right across the Walterboro Airport, taking away 24 airplanes, many hangars, but unfortunately along with our airplane.
What happened to the plane? How did the tornado damage an airliner?
Unfortunately, on April 13, 2020, while parked in Walterboro, South Carolina, for the purpose of having the new ADS-B transponder installed, there was an outbreak of four tornadoes, and at 6:30 in the morning, the worst of the four went across the airport, taking our airplane and picking it up, flying it backwards for 180 yards into a hangar.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, there was a hangar beam that was sticking out, and if it would have just penetrated the wing on the outboard wing, but it did not, it was the center wing section. And that went through all three spars, a fuel tank with fuel in it, broke the aileron cables like they were just noodles through the stainless steel firewall, and this beam ended up inside near the engine generator. That's how far it penetrated the wing. And it was a hole big enough you could climb through it.
That is a big hole.
Yeah, that was only part of the damage. A hangar door went through the right wing on the leading edge. There was tumbling at the time. And then where it landed on the hangar, the entire bottom of the fuselage was just torn to pieces from the steel of the hangar it hit.
Oh, boy. So, in other words, the airplane was a complete total loss.
If it was the last C-54 in the world, you might have wanted to put the time and money and to fix it. But it was deemed unrepairable. So we were stuck with two decisions, either give up the whole program saying how great it's been for the past 25 years or find a replacement. So we elected to find a replacement.
I'm glad you did. So what about this new airplane? What do you think of her so far?
Well, here's the thing, Eddie. For 26 years, I had no reason to look for another airplane. I had our C-54 all those years, flying it, brought it up to snuff. It was great. But turns out during that 26-year period, they've almost disappeared.
Right.
So finding one that wasn't a basket case was the problem. But we did find there were two candidates, and this was one in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, but it had sat for 14 years in the Florida environment.
And that's salt air, not friendly
yes,
to aircraft.
Yes, correct. But this is the one we decided on, and we were able to get it. And then start the long, slow, painful process to bring it back to life.
So now you've got a new airplane and you've got a wrecked airplane. What did you do with the wrecked airplane?
Well, that airplane is going to live on as an educational tool in the Aviator Brewery just south of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's going to be part of a restaurant bar complex. And in fact, I'll be actively involved in helping to retain the history in that as they're going to turn and do the C-54 bar as part of a restaurant bar complex. So it's going to live on. In fact, I was there just a few months ago, still able to get some parts from it.
So she's no longer airworthy, but she still lives on.
Exactly.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yes.
I like that. How many of the parts on the airplane were you able to pull off for the new one?
The left horizontal stabilizer on the replacement airplane had quite a bit of corrosion, so we were able to remove the left horizontal stabilizer from the wrecked airplane, put it on the replacement. All four propellers from the wrecked airplane is now on the replacement airplane. And since then, we had an engine failure on our number one engine, And that was replaced with our number one engine from the wrecked airplane.
Well, that worked out convenient, and it was just basically time and logistics to get things from A to B.
We were fortunate in that the damage did not affect the propellers or the engines. It was more the wings and the fuselage.
Yeah, but engines and propellers you can find, you can repair, you can replace. But a steel beam through all three spars?
You're right.
Oh, boy.
Right.
That's a big job.
It is. It was a big job.
Yeah.
They said between 3 to 5 years if we intended to go that route, but that's a long time trying to maintain a pattern and a course to repair it. A lot can happen to the workers or what have you.
Well, not only that, but where would you put the airplane? You'd have to repair it on site.
It was required to be put into a jig and then a structure built over the wing so you could work on it year-round.
Ooh.
And all of this was just overwhelming problems.
Yeah. I mean, if it was the last one of its breed, yeah, you could see that. But C-54s, they're still around. They're not extinct yet.
Yes, but very close. It's getting close.
So how many others do you think there are out there?
Well, there's one on the West Coast. Through the world, I'm going to say maybe three, if that, still working, still flyable airplanes. The other airplane that was viable for us to buy was a Buffalo Airways airplane, but since then that airplane's been put into a museum, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, out in George, Utah.
So you got a new airplane. Did you fly it down to South Carolina to take all of the interior displays out and put it in the new airplane?
We flew it from Florida. April 13th, 2020 was the date of the tornado. By August of 2020, just a few months later, we had located this airplane and made a deal on it.
Mm-hmm.
We actually purchased it on August 15, 2020. Now, a year later, August 2021, we were ready to fly it.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was I had some good help. And it wasn't a lot of people, but they were very dedicated and worked very hard, along with myself, to get this airplane back in the air.
What kind of work did you have to do to this airplane to get it airworthy again?
Oh, it was a tremendous amount of work. Flight control cables, some needed to be replaced. Bringing the engines back to life, you know, takes some time and finesse and patience. They were all overdue the 5-year propeller inspection, so we had to take the four props from the wrecked airplane and put on this one. And then since then, they've come due. Just a general inspection, according to our program that we had for the original airplane. I was still allowed to use that same program.
Well, that's amazing because the era of four-engine airliners, piston airliners anyway, is long gone. And here you're resurrecting not one, but you're resurrecting a second one.
Yes, yes.
And it's got to be a tremendous amount of work.
It was, but the hard part was mentally having to start all over again because you knew how hard it was the first time.
Yeah.
But the other operators, I'm sure, had the same problems I did. And that's now the new world with COVID. COVID schedules with the government.
When you first saw the airplane after the tornado, I'm sure there were a lot of colorful language used.
Oh, yes. When you first saw the airplane, you sort of said, well, you know, this may not be as bad as it looks. But when you got into the nuts and bolts of it, it was worse than it looked.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a sad ending for a wonderful airplane.
Yes, it was. This is the one we flew to Europe in 1998.
I had the privilege of flying with you guys back in June, right after World War II weekend, and the airplane impressed me because it was a lot smoother than I figured it was going to be. And not only that, but the engines. You know those engines by heart.
Yes.
I'm sure you could start them blindfolded. But the thing that really amazed me about the engines was just how eager they were to start. I mean, it's like, come on, we want to go.
Well, you know, as you fly the airplane, you learn that each engine has a personality of its own.
Oh, definitely.
And you just start to learn the little quirks of each one. But this airplane, I will say, they do come back to life very quickly.
It never ceases to amaze me because the amount of work that you had to put into that airplane to get her flying again. Now, how was it working with the FAA, getting her back into the air?
Well, it was difficult because the COVID was getting worse during that same period.
Uh-huh.
And now these inspectors in our FISDO area are now working out of their homes.
Whoa. And that complicated things.
I mean, sometimes they're learning how to deal with this COVID issue as well, doing their jobs. You would hope you get a quick answer, but it would take maybe 10 days, 2 weeks before you get what I would consider a simple answer.
You've done kind of a short hop trip to come out to Oshkosh with it, right?
We did three short trips to get out to Oshkosh. At a half a mile per gallon of gas, you know, you got to be careful. The thing is, Eddie, we're trying to get to where the airplane can be predictable and reliable. And we're almost there, I'm happy to say. If we can get back to the east after this trip, having only to replace a starter, it's starting to show it that it is coming back to life the way you hoped it would. It takes a long time to get a lot of faith in an airplane.
Yeah, there are a lot of bugs in there.
Well, they keep cropping up because the airplane had been parked for so many years. Bearings start to go bad, certain accessories. But we are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Now, if people want to find out more about your organization, how do they find out about it?
Well, our website is spiritoffreedom.org, spiritoffreedom.org, and they can learn more about what we do. Our primary purpose is we want to keep the memory of the Berlin Airlift alive and honor those who serve by doing what we do with our onboard museum exhibit, which does get better every month. So I've been flying this now for 30 years. But all those years, from the original intent to create an educational museum exhibit in AC-54, is really finally taking hold in the past 5 years. Prior to that, it was difficult to even get the airplane booked for a show. Yes.
Tim, you and your crew take care. I will be seeing you around. And this is Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.